Behind the scenes of TV shows, movies, and commercials, there's a whole world of music. As images flicker on the screen, we may be only vaguely aware of the soundtrack. Rarely do we know the name of the composer. NPR's Susan Stone found a collector in Los Angeles who's bringing background music to the foreground.
Spend any time with David Hollander, and you find a man at one with his music. He's not a big guy, but his energy fills the room. He can't sit still, so he's almost impossible to photograph. And though he's heard each of these records over and over, when the needle drops, it's like the very first time.
Oh! I can't take it. I can't take this anymore. It's too much.
What's driving him to distraction is just one of his 3,000 albums of library music.
It was originally called mood music, and then production music, library music, cue music. And basically, it's music that was pre-made for film and television and radio production.
Library music really took off in the 1960s, when musicians' unions in the United States made it more expensive to commission soundtracks. Production studios found a cheaper alternative in Europe, huge libraries of pre-recorded instrumental music. The composers were working in the dark.
What they had to do is, before the scene was in the can, they had to imagine little stings, little stabs, little links that would be used in a film. The Heist, right? This one's actually called The Prowler. So it's almost like they're actually making the film before the film exists, and they're making it with sound, with instrumental music.
Many composers and performers on these albums were unknowns, and some used pseudonyms. But jazz pianist Dick Hyman, spaghetti western composer Ennio Morricone, and tiki music innovator Les Baxter also wrote library music. Some tracks have gone down in history.
This is most known. This record is sort of most known for this cut, which I'll play a little.
Picture a man in a black robe. He goes by the name Wapner. Judge Wapner.
Which is pretty easily recognized as the People's Court's theme. It's pretty cool.
This theme was originally titled The Big One, and it's by a well-regarded British composer named Alan Tu.
I refer to this style of music as cop funk.
It's the type of music a young David Hollander might have encountered as a child television actor in the 70s. These days, he's a filmmaker, DJ, and music supervisor, selecting library music for projects like the Cartoon Network's Mega's XLR. And there's plenty to choose from.
There's one here for a record called Drugs, which is just, it's crazy. This one's really good, Pollution.
You might want music from those albums if you were making, say, a science documentary.
But there's one British library record that has an amazing title for the record, which is Music to Varnish Owls By. And then this one is a German song. The song title is Don't Show Me No Books While I'm Drinking, which I think is really good too. I'll play you a second of that.
Library music is still composed today and used in movies like the recent Fahrenheit 9/11. Instead of choosing tracks off an LP, producers download them. The future of library music lies in video games, musical dolls, even cell phone ringtones. But it's the old library recordings that document the evolution of music.
Some of it just kind of intersects. You know, you see this intersection of avant-garde music, jazz, and pop music. Avant-jazz pop.
David Hollander points out the emergence of a new instrument in pieces like this one, Pop Electronique No. 1. French library music composer Cecil Leuter recorded it in 1969.
This is really occurring literally at a time when a Moog synthesizer is a rare thing and something that was actually probably difficult to get your hands on. And so this is what Cecil Leuter did as soon as he grabbed it.
For better or worse, these records have never been commercially released or heard on the radio. David Hollander sees himself as a musical missionary. He's preserving some of these recordings on a CD series called Cinemaphonic. The library music companies don't have the interest or resources to care for old recordings. Many have already been destroyed. A select few albums will survive, Hollander says.
But a lot of this other stuff is just going to go the way of the dinosaur, I guess. It's going to become extinct. So this is a really beautiful piece.
Tonight in Hollywood, David Hollander is taking a break from library music to present another obsession. It's a series of short art films enticingly called Visual Music. Susan Stone, NPR News.
You can check out more library music at npr.org. Martha Wexler edits our program, Petra Mayer directs, and Walter Ray Rotson produces the broadcast with Devar Ardalan, Susan Stone, Tracy Wall, and Diana Douglas. The technical director is Stu Rushfield, with audio engineers Peter Alina, John Widoff, and Michael Cullen. The newscast producer is Diane Scholar. Audrey Wynn is assistant managing editor. And I'm Jennifer Ludden. That's All Things Considered from NPR News.